So you should practice like Avalokiteshvara. Sit very still, breathe very deeply, and let her essence to tell you her pain, her difficulties. Ask the questions so that she know you are ready to listen to her. And 1 hour, 2 hours of listening like that can relieve much of her suffering. And that is to practice the way of Avalokiteshvara. Avalokiteshvara in Chinese, Quan Thế Âm, it means listening to the suffering of the world. To be able to listen to the suffering of the people who are close to you, your children, your father, your husband. We evoke your name, Avalokiteshvara. We aspire to learn your way of listening in order to help relieve the suffering in the world. You know how to listen in order to understand. We evoke your name in order to practice listening with all our attention and whole open-heartedness. We will sit and listen without any prejudice. We shall sit and listen without judging or reacting. We will sit and listen in order to understand. We will sit and listen so attentively that we will be able to hear what the other person is saying and also what has been left unsaid. We know that just by listening deeply, we already alleviate a great deal of pain and suffering in the other person. If in the family, no one is able to listen to anyone, the family is sick, there's no circulation. And if in the family, one person can practice sitting and listening, there is hope for the whole family. If one member in the family is always irritating by the way he speak, he look, and he does things, some kind of loving kindness could be used to respond to him. But if he continues like that for many years, it could be very hard to respond to that kind of irritation by loving kindness. So other members of the family will begin to react with irritation also, and that everyone is watering the seeds of irritation in everyone. So if there is one person in the family who practices deeply and who can restore his or her capacity of refreshing herself, more solid, more calm, more loving, and she can help one person. And after that, they become two persons, a small sangha in the family, in order to continue the work, are transforming the whole sangha, which is the family. So understanding is the root. And understanding is the outcome of the practice of looking deeply. Love has no meaning without understanding. And the daily practice of flower fresh, water reflecting, is so important. A lady who participated in a retreat in Northern California told me this. My husband, he's so difficult. If I ask him to help with the laundry or to help with the dishes, he refused. He said, that's not important to me. If I say, don't drive too close to the car in front, there may be a collision. He said, you have to learn to live with your own fear. No communication is possible. So what I have to do? He doesn't want to listen to me. This is what I said. Well, what is important is to restore your freshness as a flower. You remember when you first married him? You know, everything you said, he listened to. And everything he said, you listened to with all your heart. But how come that now you don't listen to each other? Because you are no longer as pleasant as you were in the past. But if you practice to be flower fresh, mountain solid, water reflecting, and then you become a flower again, and by that time you don't have to say anything. He will drown to you, he will need you, he will need your freshness, and then there's no need to say anything at all. And the same thing is true with him. If he does not practice, if he does not restore the flower in himself, and then it's very difficult for him. It's like for you.